Wednesday here, middle of the week, hump day.
Hump day.
And Freddie Kiger's here to ask a trivia question this morning.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
How's your May starting out?
Good.
Yeah.
Starting out well.
Good.
Yeah. Hope yours is.
Yeah, every day's good.
Yeah. Every day you can get up and walk around. That's
a
good day.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Right. I thought today that we would do something that's kind of a local in flavor.
Okay. I love these because I usually learn something.
Carbarl, then and now.
Okay.
Carbarl, then
it's
and
always,
now.
It's always a degree cooler.
That's right.
Always has been. Always will be.
Paris of the Piedmont.
Yep.
Okay. You ready, folks?
Yes. I'm scared to say anything else because I might destroy your question.
Yeah. Immediately before Carbarl was called Carbarl, what was the name of the town?
I got that.
Yeah. Immediately before Carbarl was called Carbarl, what was the name of the town? If you know the answer, give us a call. Hopefully you're from Carbarl.
And let me just give you a little stipulation here. It was not Lavelleville.
No.
It was not named for Lydia Lavelle. No. All right. 919-929-WCHL. It was not Kinnairdville either.
No.
It was not Chiltonville.
No.
Call right now. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, it was, at one time, it's been several things.
Yes, it's been at least three things.
It was Venable, I believe.
Correct.
Before it became Carbarl.
Venable. For 2 years, beginning in 1911, the incorporated town was named for UNC chemistry professor Frank Preston Venable. Venable Hall, where the chemistry buildings used to be and continue to be in New Venable, where many people who hoped to become doctors and dentists had their careers crushed when Chem 21 sent them down in flames.
Yeah.
But in chronological order, the town was first named in 1882, of course, unincorporated. It was called West End because the state legislature would not allow a railroad station to be within several miles of the campus. So that's where the railroad line would end from University Station. Then in 1900, briefly, it was called Lloydville.
Yeah, yeah.
For Thomas F. Lloyd, who owned the Alberta Cotton Mill. And then Venable, 1913. And then 1913 was the year that Julian Shakespeare Carr struck a deal with the town of Venable. And they changed their name to Carbarl.
Well, there's a restaurant called Venable Now in Carbarl.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's a great spot.
Really, really good.
Yeah,
one.
Right there on the corner across from what used to be Southern Rail, now a barbecue spot.
Yeah.
And right there at Weaver Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Carbarl reminds me of what Chapel Hill
used to be.
when I got here.
I got you. I know exactly how you feel.
A lot of that that I like to embrace.
I've said that 100 times, yep. Man. Chapel Hill has gotten so big, and Carbarl is a lot like Chapel Hill used to be.
Yeah, I like walking down streets where the sun can still find you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for now, anyway.
Exactly. Everybody have a good one.
All right, buddy. You too.
All right.